Vingen here, co-host of D-Mace Vingen and Donick on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. And I am here with Yvonne Muldoon, Director of Sales for Europe and North America at Aer Lingus. Aer Lingus is debuting a direct route from Nashville to Dublin. The start date this coming Saturday, April 12th, 2025. Yvonne, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you, Adam. We're delighted to be here today to, I suppose, talk about our new inaugural service. We're very excited about it. It's launching on Saturday, as you mentioned, on the 12th of April. And this service will operate from Nashville into Dublin four times a week. And it's been delivered with one of our brand new aircrafts. It's the Airbus A321 XLR, which is a new aircraft. It's a sustainable aircraft. It's under the category of next generation. So it's 30% more fuel efficient. It's a quieter aircraft. And it has all the bells and whistles that you would expect, such as mood lighting and lots of chargers, USB chargers. 60% more space in the overhead bins, so you can carry on your, if you want to bring on those wheelie cases, you can certainly do that. And it's really a lovely experience. You know, certainly flying on our new transatlantic service using this new aircraft that we have just acquired over the last number of months.
So as you mentioned, this route will operate 4 days a week on Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday. The flight time from BNA to Dublin is 7 hours, 55 minutes. Tell us more about the cultural connection between Nashville and Ireland.
Absolutely. So there is 10% of locals here in Nashville, Tennessee, that will claim Irish heritage. So there's already, you know, deep ties between Nashville, Tennessee and Ireland. And it really kind of goes beyond that. There is also a correlation between, you know, the love of music. So Irish traditional music, such as we call it trad music, has a very close correlation to country music. And a recent survey reported that over 71% of Irish people claim to listen and love country music. So I think that's very much indicative of what we're seeing with the booking patterns. It's roughly about 60% of the aircrafts are being filled at the moment coming out of the Irish market, UK and Europe into Nashville. So expect some full planes. Our inaugural flight coming in on Saturday is absolutely full to the brim. We have 16 seats in business class, 168 in economy, and there's not one spare seat on that inaugural service. So there is great excitement about this new service that's coming into Nashville. And we have lots of activities planned both in Dublin. So there is the inaugural cutting of the ribbon. And when that aircraft comes here into Nashville, we will have generally, I suppose what we always love to do is to have the American flag and the Irish flag to pay homage to both countries. And those flags will be flying high from the cockpit as the aircraft pulls into the gate. There's lots of activities happening down at the gate, so both our inbound passengers can avail of all the lovely hospitality that's been put on by our lovely friends at Nashville Airport. And we have some entertainment as well. So we may just even have some Irish dancers that will be performing down at the gate. And your mayor, Mayor O'Connell, will be there as well as part of all of the formalities of celebrating this essential gateway, really, between Nashville and not just Dublin, but onwards to Europe. So Dublin is a hub. It's a growing hub. And we have expanded our transatlantic services over the last number of years by roughly about 30% now. So anybody that's traveling from Nashville can avail of really seamless transit through Dublin, pre-clear customs and immigration. So you do all your paperwork and you can just transit with ease to connect on to 22 cities across Europe. So it's really connecting, it's offering that key connectivity bridge between Nashville and Europe through Dublin as our gateway.
You shared what travelers can expect aboard the Airbus A321XLR that will take them to Dublin and back to Nashville. By the way, U.S.-bound passengers can enjoy the convenience of U.S. pre-clearance at Dublin Airport on their way back. What else makes this route unique?
I think it's, you know, Nashville was certainly a service that we had been closely watching for quite a while. And really, it was all about the right timing. So you might ask, why now? Why not several years ago? Ultimately, it was to make sure that we had the right aircraft. So you always need to ensure you have the right equipment, the right size aircraft that will certainly, you know, be able to fulfill the potential of the route. So the delivery of the XLR long range aircraft was the key enabler for us at being able to operate this service. There's also some huge links, not only the music side, but the links also through sports, as we certainly, you know, love our sports in Ireland, as you do too. We're delighted that we are, you know, getting more heavily involved as a brand with NFL. So we are the official airline of the Pittsburgh Steelers, who have a very close association to Ireland. Dan Rooney, who was the previous US ambassador to Ireland many years ago, and it's, you know, the Pittsburgh Steelers still remain in the Rooney family. We've done quite a lot of work on American college football. We're the sponsors. And there's a big game coming to Ireland later on this summer, which is Kansas State and Iowa State. So with American football, NFL, golfing is huge. Everybody's watching the Masters at the moment. So golfing is huge in Ireland. And I think that's going to be a major attraction as well for the locals here in Nashville to be able to avail of all those amazing golf courses that sit on our Emerald Isle. So there's a lot going on in the golfing sphere, as we know, over the next number of years. You've got the Ryder Cup coming back to Ireland in 2027. You've got the Irish Open in 2026. And really some of the most amazing courses, such as Royal Port Rush or Royal County Down, the K Club. And there's loads of amazing link courses as well. Port Marnock, which is close to Dublin Airport, or if you want to go up to Rosapenna up in Donegal. But the courses are spectacular. And I think it's on the back of some beautiful landscape. So you get to experience a little bit of everything, a little bit of football, a bit of golf. And then I suppose what we're known for, which is the warm Irish hospitality once you arrive into Ireland. And we've had the green carpet rolled out for us here. So I certainly have to acknowledge the fact that Aer Lingus has really received a massive warm welcome for all of the prep before this launch on Saturday, from the airport to the Chambers of Commerce, through the Irish network, to the travel industry. Everybody has been hugely supportive. We had lots of events happening this week. Tourism Ireland had an event here in Nashville last night. So it's an opportunity to sell the island of Ireland, but also to sell Europe. And we're working very closely with Visit Tennessee and Music City Tourism to make sure that all of the Irish consumers, UK and Europeans, know that we've this direct service. So come to visit Nashville.
So for those who are interested in booking travel, where should they go?
So there's plenty of options. So you can go on to our lowest fares are always on aerlingus.com. Or you can book through your local travel agent. So we work hand in glove with the travel trade. So whatever your choice may be, you will get great value in regards to fares. And remember, you get to experience that beautiful XLR brand new aircraft that we have placed on the Nashville Dublin service. So you get to experience, you know, a really superb service on board, whether you're traveling in business or economy.
If you're interested in taking a trip to Ireland, you can do so from B&A starting Saturday, April 12th. The route operates 4 days a week on Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday. Yvonne Muldoon, Director of Sales for Europe and North America at Aer Lingus, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having us. Greatly appreciate it.
All righty then. We can stop right there.